Hazar with them?
I did it with
Yaakov.
Yeah, we did yesterday with the run.
Oh, very good.
Did the run on
Sunday? Yossi, you sure? When Yossi comes, you should learn. Yeah. Pass it to Kaim Renon, Rapsen, Tatar, and Amadalev.
That's
about 15 lines down, probably. Beginning of the word. Line is Vahashtav. Now that we know that everyone holds that Ori means night, the night of the 14th, so now we need to understand why. Mirti, Bein Rebuda, Bein Rebmea, Bein the Gunt Rebuda and Rebmea, Chomet in Osa and Mishesh Shoyes of Amara. The latest time that Chomet is Osa is 6 hours and on. If you remember, now we should know, we had Rebmea and Rebuda and Mishnah. Rebmea said you can eat chametz until when, my parents?
Fourth.
For the fourth and the fifth. Rebmea said you can eat until the fifth as well.
Yeah.
And Rebmea said you have to stop at the fourth. But everyone agrees that you can eat until at least the beginning of the sixth hour, right? So since Ben Rebmea, Ben Yehuda, Ben Yehuda, Ben Rebmea, chametz in also Ere Vashis, Shes Dormano, Ben Yidoik, Vashis. Why don't we check in the sixth hour? Why do we say you have to check so early in the night before? Why do we check in the sixth hour? Right. That's the only time it becomes also Bachila. Bachitim, Zvizim, Magdim, and Mitzvah. Maybe I'll say, no, you have to do it as early as you can because Zvizim, Magdim. So we should check at least from the early morning. Why do you have to check from the night before? In the morning should be good enough. It says in the Yom HaShmini, you do Bris Mila. That the whole day you could do it, but you should do Zvizim. You should do as early as you can. So what we bring arrive from that? Tichsiv. This is a bit difficult.
Why?
Because you're going to arrive from the chsiv that you don't have to do it before the morning.
You don't have to do it before the morning.
You don't have a raya because Bris Mila has to be done in the day.
Right.
The earliest time you can do Bris Mila is in the morning. So Bris Mila has to be done in the
day.
So all we bring arrive from the chsiv of Yom HaShmini, you just bring arrive and you should do it as early as possible. But how do you know that you don't need to do it in the night? That's the next pasuk. It says, you see Avraham Avinu, we ask Avraham
Avinu.
Avraham Avinu only did it, he went to stay to sleep the whole night, and only got up in the morning to do it. So you see, the earliest time you have to do Zvizim HaGdimim Mitzvah is in the morning. So why do we do Bdikas Chametz already the night before? If you're going to tell me the reason is because of Zvizim HaGdimim Mitzvah, it should be good enough to do it in the morning. So here's the two reasons. Amar Nachma Yitzchok, you haven't mentioned it to me yet? It's a good time. The night before is a good time because people at home. And the second reason is also it's good for the ochane. The light shines well. The light shines well. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says Hilkov, since it's a chiyuv to do it dafka at that time, should not start learning a suga for uta the tlisa on the night of the Talmud Chacham. Means a young rabbi.
A younger rabbi?
Yeah, it means a Talmud Chacham. Or it's Talmud Chacham. It's called Talmud of a Chacham. Yeah, although he might be very old. This Talmud Chacham is a liftach be'idnav. Should not start learning a sugya. Be'idnav, be'ulta, the tleisah, the nagyabos. On the night of the 13th that goes into the 14th, Dilma, Moshe Lashmaitse, because perhaps the sugi will carry him away. He will therefore refrain from doing the mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara is here saying. We're asking why to do the Gizkom and Safka in the night. Hooray, the time really could be in the sixth hour, or earliest should be maybe in the morning. Why do we do it the night before? The answer was because of the time when people are there, and Oy Haneh Yofeh Lebdik. So this is some Rashid. After being may have been reviewed, that's halfway down, over halfway down the page. The first word on the line in my mind is being there may have been reviewed. Yeah, being there may have been reviewed. The if they go beyond season, the achokir, the avodavon, both. It doesn't make a difference between the mayor and the who argue in the Mishnah later on and the Vidalab and the Ba'achoka regarding how much of a time difference, how much of a space, a gap you must make. Ba'achoka, the Ovidar Bonon, the distance and the boundary that Rabbonon made, the Nariyasa, dying. So now Rashi is going to explain. Chomitz in the Osman Atariya Bibali Roye, Ubachilo, Elo, Mishay Shoyz. The chametz is not asa with bad yirai. So this is a very important Rashi. As you go along, you have to collect these Rashis. This Rashi is telling us that there's an issa bad yirai already from chatzis. Some people argue on that. Some people say, no, there's this achila, but bad yirai is only from night. But Rashi here holds, there's an issa bad yirai already, mishay shayis. Misha ob mishay shayis. After the 6 hours have passed. It means chatzis, that's when there's an issa bad yirai and an issa achila. The Aleph come on. No, then Rashi carries on. So Rashi carries on. Carry on the next word. Misha Ob Misheshes. Rashi comes on to explain. Means after the 6 hours have gone. The Aleph come on. Min Acholok. Min Leishishchad Al Chomitz. Right? From after that time. So, says the Gemara, since the Issa Chomitz only begins at 6 hours, Nivdik Chomitz with Tzkilas Shesh, why don't we check Chomitz at the beginning of the 6th hour? V'koidim Yisroi, before the Issa kicks in, Yivareno, means before the 6th hour ends, which is the time when the Deraisa begins, at that moment we should destroy the Chomitz. Lameli like Dumei Kolehai, why should we preempt it so much? Right, so why do we have to do it so early? To be shema, if we would say that oila basa means to do it in the morning, ikilaturutzi, we could say the masli sinami b'sheishkama. And which means, oi means in the 6th hour. Our hashtag that oi means in the night time, we have this kasha. Why do we have to do it so early? And what are you going to say? Because Zizim Mikdim mitzvahs, it's an evening mitzapo. Take a dominant Zizim, should do it as early as you can. Like we find, Kedashkon Gabi Mila. Like we find by Mila, there's an inner Zizim. Or with the Yuzusay the Avram, and the Zizus of Avram, we find the Shenemi Yashim Avram Bavaykesh, Rehimtin Adanetachamo, and we come up in Belaila Lake, and we didn't do it earlier than that. The answer was, because Oya and I offer of Dike, Belaila, Avriyoy Mashich. Maybe we should subdik upon the sunlight. No, come on, we're going to learn soon that the mitzvah is dafka to do it with a candle. And since you have to wear a candle, you have to do it from the night. I'm sure you should do chazal with yasa. Lo yivta, you're dismissed. Lo yivta b'idne, lo yasa b'giyase. You shouldn't. Shouldn't start learning Sugim Koba Eis Torah. If he started, fix the time for learning Torah Veleilos. The Yaskel is Asik B'Shmaitzi. He should not start his Sugim then. The altar that later Nagyabas, on the night of the 13th movement, which is Rashi says Leil Yitzias Shosh also the night of the end of the 13th, through Knesses Arba Asa, which is the beginning of the 14th, for Leil Dikas Komet. That's the night of Zikas Chometz. Why shouldn't you do it? Because you'll get carried away and you'll miss the time. So that was the Gemara from Hashtat Kaim until Boimene, which is the second section of the Chazorah. So what came out? Let's try and work out what came out. Came out Chazorah from this. And really, Zikas Chometz, you only have to do in the 6th hour, he's saying. Really should only have to have done in the 6th hour. But the reason why we do it earlier, you would have thought is because it's the reason like Dimin and Mitzvahs. If so, it should have been good enough to do it in the morning. So why do we do it from the night before? Because Oyehne Yofer Dika and people are Mitzuyim Bibisa. Our home, our commonly found our home. So that's the best time for us to be Mitzakim to do B'dika's songs. Okay, that was point two of Chazar. Yeah, it's good, Mitzvahs?
Yeah.
Moving on to point three. Boimine. Yeah, there's no tasters that we meant to have learnt.
So
back to the Gemara, line 27. But again, if you want to do chazorah with Michael on your own, don't feel mishubed to listen in. This is excellent, as you like. Who gives chazorah? So they are now asked a shayla. This is a big shayla to ask Nachma Yitzchok. Hamaskir bais the chaverim. Valbo also. Somebody who's maskir bais, he is renting out his house to his friend on the 14th of Nisan. Ami livzik. Who has to do the bedikah? The maskir livzik. Is it the one who owns the house? The maskir livzik. The chamir didehu, because it's his chametz. All right, whose chametz is it? I'm renting out the house. So whose chametz is it? So do we say that it's the maskir has to do because it's his chametz, or I didn't have a seich livzik, or perhaps the seich has to do the bedikah? The soy birshusay koy, because the issa is in his rishus. What do you mean by this is in his rishus? Because he's renting it now. So he's got chametz of somebody else in his rishus. So who has to do the bedikah? Right. Okay. Says the Gemara. Toshma. That's the shayla. Good shayla. Toshma. I'm asking by the chaverio. You mean to somebody that rents his house as rent? Al seicha lasid mezuzah. So who has to do the mezuzah? The seicha. So we would have thought. So who didn't hear the seicha has to do b'dikas chametz? So you say no. Hotam. They're different. Hamar mishashia. Mezuzah chayv sadoi. And the mezuzah is chayv sadoi, meaning who's got the obligation of mezuzah? Not the person that owns the house. The person who's living there. But here, this is in Baliwa, Balimas. You mustn't have chametz in your shoes. So maybe the maskid should be the one doing it. Hachamai, what's the din here? Amadu Ramach Yitzchok Tanine. Ramach Yitzchok said, I've got him for Shemish Braisa. It says here, Hamaskid Bais Achaveyoi, Im Adshalim Mosalim Mavtechois Chalar Bo'oso. If the maskir hadn't given over the keys by the time the bedikas chametz began by the 14th, then ala maskir livdik, then the maskir has to bedika. If he had already given over the keys when the 14th started, then ala seicha livdik, then the seicha has to bedika. So the Gemara here is saying that the thing that's being kaveya is when you gave over the keys. What's the big thing about giving over keys? Why is the thing giving over keys? Why should giving over the keys be a deciding factor about whether I have to be disqualified or he has to be disqualified? Well, what's giving over the keys got anything to do with it? So we have a machlokes Rashi Tosfos here. Says Rashi. Let's see some Rashis. We're up to Rashi's third white line, the Chamir Didehu. Yeah, it is chametz. But on the other hand, it's the seicha's house. It's now the seicha's house. So who has to do the b'dikas chametz? So he said, brought right from mezuzah. It says, lapses on mezuzah. Alma. So what do we see? Midi de mitzah. Alei amin. So he said, no, you can't compare it. That's chayvis hador. The fi shuhu misham rosi. The mezuzah protects the person. Uchsiv beischo says the mezuzah is beischo. From there we learn biosko nichnas v'yotzei bo. As you go in, you go out. You need to have a mezuzah. So it's got to do with you, the person living there. We learn that from the word beischo biosko. Abahacha v'he tigus chometz drabonon. Tigus chometz is drabonon. So here, interesting thing, what Rashi is going on here. Started off saying that mezuzah is chayvus hador. So I was expecting to say, and Mashiach came, chametz is not chayvus hador. So therefore, maybe the mask is one chayv. Rashi goes off the tangent really. Here he said, no, because chametz is only drabon. So why are we moving on to because chametz is drabon? The Maybe, what we want to say, maybe here it's the maskil that has to be tikkun and not the seichel. Right? Why? Because all you're going to say is an isra bar yoy bar yimotzei. Ha'amela come on, and who's going to be seeing the chometz? The seichel. So maybe the seichel should have to do it. Ha'amela come on, this tagel of a bit of alma. It's good enough just two bits. He misdeir taitim in it. If he removes all thought from it, or mashvilo ka'afra, and he declares it, he considers it earth, va'oma. Here's another Rashi to get, to keep, collect his item, va'oma, and he has to say kol chamir. We saw other Rashi say it's good enough to think kol chamir. This Rashi says you have to say it. Kol chamir the beis hadin. For Rabbanon, who's the answer of the Ika, the Ochi, the Ika, the Nechia, the Rabbanon. The hashtag, Yai Gavner, Mi Boilon, in this situation, we're asking Terzal, Mi Mutzel, who's Chayt to the Ika. So Rashi, it's a difficult Rashi here. Rashi here starts off like this. We spend time in the Shiur, remember. Rashi starts off like this. Mezuzah, Chayvis Ador, so you can't bring me right from there. We've got Shai, they're guarding Tika's Hamas. So what's the shiny God in the Yisrael? So Rashi says, if it be Duraisa, then I wouldn't have a shiny. But since it's a Drabonon, now I've got a shiny. Who has got the Tircha to do B'dikas Chometz? Is it the Maske, because it was his Chometz? Or is it the Tircha, because it's his house? But don't get B'dikas Chometz Drabonon. So first of all, didn't we learn already in Chazor, that Beis of Lalev, that B'dikas Chometz Rashi holds as a Duraisa? Wasn't that the third Rashi that we saw yesterday?
Lots of help that tends to the Dika if you haven't got the keys to get in.
Yeah, that's going to be the answer of the Gemara. That whoever had the keys, means originally we thought maybe even if you got the keys, maybe still the mask has to do it, it's not at the door to do it. Right? But that we're going to see soon. The Gemara's going to answer about it when she's got the keys. First of all, Rashi did tell us in the third line. The Rashi told us that B'dikas Chometz is Dereis, and now Rashi is saying Zim Drabon. That's one arm. Difficult Rashi. So what's the answer? The Rashi is, like we saw in the Ram, or you saw in the Ram, that Rashi there is talking about there is a Dereis way of doing B'dikas Chometz. There is a Dereis way, but there is also another way of doing it, just being Mevatah. There's two ways of doing it with the Dereis. Rashi is saying that since you only have to do bittos, it's only drabonon. The actual bdikah, if you're going to do bittos, only drabonon. So the shayla is on who was told to do it. But again, the nekuda we're seeing from Rashi is that if it be the raisa, we wouldn't have had the shayla. If it would have been the raisa, it would be poshut that somebody has to do it. Who's the someone? That doesn't say. But since it's drabonon, that's where we got the shayla. So who could it possibly be poshut that if it's Teresa, it's poshut he should be doing it. So this we saw the time. Let's see, so. Says Mashal, if it be Teresa, it'd certainly be on the maskil, because it's his house.
Even though he's not there,
even though he's rented it out, says the mashal. If it be the Isa, it'd certainly be on the maskil. Means we're saying, by before arrived from Mezuzah, that's on the Seichel. So we said, no, that's only because it's Chayvus Hador. But otherwise, it should really be, if not for the din of Chayvus Hador, who would have had to put up the Mezuzah? We brought right then by Mezuzah, so Seichel that puts up the Mezuzah. So Gemara was Matcha there. Gemara refuted that right and said, no, Mezuzah is different. Why? Because Mezuzah is Chayvus Hador. Mezuzah is the person living there has to deal with it. But if not for that din, then Mezuzah would be Chayvus Hador. Who would be doing the Bdika? Who would be doing putting on the Mezuzah? Who would have a Chiv to put on the Mezuzah? Sounds like the Maskil, because it's his house. So it sounds like. So the main says, Mashal, who are the Mechomets? We don't have an Ibrid Bidurai, so we don't have a special din of Chayvus Hador. So whoever owns the house has to Bidika. So the mask has to Bidika. It's his home, it's his house. So he has to bedika. But since it's only the Rabbanon, so now we have a shayla, maybe we put it on the Seicha, not on the Masi. If it be the Raisa, says the Mashal, it's posher to be on the Maski. Since it's only the Rabbanon, now we've got a shayla, do we put on the Maski? That's why Rashi goes off on a tangent and starts talking about the Rabbanon.
Is it limited to the case where the
Sounds right what you say. Yeah. We're talking about somebody who rents on the 14th, so who has the bedikah? Sounds right what you say. So that was the mashal. The mashash of the different terrors. Yes, so Rashad says that also like the Marshal, that if it'd be the rice, that it'd be the maske, it would have to do it. But he says because it's his chometz, so he'd have to get rid of it. It's his chometz. But since it's Rabbanon, now we have a shayla. So what's the suffix of the shayla? So he says, why was Chazal machayev you to do blikas chometz? What was the concern? Was the concern because valuroye? That's why you have to do blikas chometz, because it's a valuroye. If so, who's going to go over valuroye? Who's going to see it? Who's going to own it? Right? The Ram told us, why were Chazal Mechaibi to do Bedika? Why is it not good enough Bidu? The Ram didn't say that.
Oh,
very good. That might not really mean it. That might not mean it. So that's like Mechaibi to do Bedika. So if that's how it is, so we're saying because Bidu doesn't really work, so who really should be doing the B'dikas Chometz? If we're concerned that the Bitzel wasn't good, so whose Chometz is there?
The Maske.
So the Maske should be doing B'dikas Chometz because it's his problem. Or is the concern like this is because you're going to come to eat it? And if the concern is going to come to eat it, who's the concern going to eat it? The Seicha. So Rashash says that's the Shayla of the Gemara. Is it on the Maske, on the Seicha, the Hainu? What's the Shayesh of B'dikas Chometz? Is the Shayesh of B'dikas Chometz? Because you're worried you don't really mean the bitter, and therefore you have to do B'dikas. You have to do B'dikas Chometz, and then it's the Maske, or it's on the Seich. That's the Shayla of the Gemara. So what was the answer of the Gemara? Next Rashi, Mesias Mavteach. It's about 6 lines up. Mesias Mavteach. Who Kinyan has Tzchiyus? Rashi. Kinyan has Tzchiyus. Mesias Mavteach is Kinyan has Tzchiyus. Meaning, when did the kinyan take effect? When did the rental, what's the legal word for it?
Commence.
Okay, that sounds very good, legal word, yeah. When did the rental commence? Right? Ve'im, atzaloy mosa, hamafteach, nichnas de la bosa. If he hadn't given over the keys, meaning the rental hadn't started until the beginning of the 14th, so the 14th came already before the rental commenced, then then the maske has to do bedika. Shadayin hoistav rishusli. It goes in his rishus. Even though then he gave it over to him afterwards. Started. Right. Remele. That's the mahalach kontrashi. So what's the mahalach? If you gave over the keys, what's the pshat? If the seicha rented it already by the beginning of the 14th, then the seicha does the bedika. If the rental hadn't started yet until the beginning of the 14th, although the rent is going to go in there during the 14th, the maske has to do the bedika. So we said about the hotels, remember that those people that rent out the hotels, so you come in on Erev Pesach, or you come in the night, you normally come in on Erev Pesach, so it's the hotel that has to do the bedika, really. Because it's still theirs. So it's still the maske. But practically, you don't rely on it. Oh, that was Tosis, that was a Rashi Mahalach, not Tosis, ala maske. He's got different mahalach. Nothing to do with Kenya. Third Tosis on the page. Ala maske libdek, the chamir di dehu. Ein afarish. Don't say atam. Kiven the shalohu. Now the reason is, since it's his, ve'in adam yochel batel elohu. It's his chometz, and he has to do the bittul, so he has to do the bedikah. So that's why Chayav Liftek. Maybe the reason why the mask has to do the bedikah is because it's his chometz, and he's the one who can do the bittul. No, can't be. Why? Tim Kane, if that's pshat, am I not got maski lechaver biyudalit? Why are we talking about specifically on the 14th? Afilibiyud Gimel. This was like Yaakov pointed out. What happens if you rent that a week beforehand? It's still the maski is chometz there. Afilibiyud Gimel is chayev hamaski. Even on the 13th, the maski would be chayev. Even if you rent that on the 13th, the maski would be chayev to do the bedikah. My time and ifdak. The Gat Mafash Reem, the Chamir Didei, what are we saying? It's his chometz. What was the point of his chometz? So what? So what if it's his chometz? That's what Taisa here bothered about. Taisa bothered, what's the difference whose chometz is? Why? Because it's the Maskis chometz. Is that the reason that he has to do the Bdika? We're going to say, because his chometz. If so, then even if we went to that before the 13th, before the 14th would be the same halacha. So that can't be the pshat. Akapri and Parashri, Techamir didehu, means what means Chamir didehu, Chol olov chiv bedike sho achas, koidem shestiro. A second before he rented it out, it was ready chiv bedike, because his chometz had to get rid of it. So that's the shayla. If already on the 14th, the masker had the chometz in that house, the masker was obligated to bedike, and then he rented it out, can he somehow transfer the chiv to the seicha, and say it's a seicha that has to do bedikah? So we want to bring it right from the mezuzah. Davar be dechal chiyuv kodem sheiskeh. Even though the chiyuv, before we know about Peiros Adar, we thought there's a chiyuv on the mezuzah, on the house, and so it's a chiyuv on the maskeh, and yet you can transfer the chiyuv to the seicha. But yet we say a seicha has the mezuzah. V'dochi, when the Gemara says no, the mezuzah chiyuv is Adar, keloima. Keloima, afidu loy hoyo maskiro, hoyocha lifts him in mezuzah. You know, if somebody that got a house, an empty house, he doesn't have to put up a mezuzah. So the fact that there's, I own a house is not a reason to put up a mezuzah. So why is there a reason to put up a mezuzah? When did the chiv of mezuzah kick in? When somebody moves in? So I never transferred my chiv over to you. There was never a chiv. You wouldn't use the house. Had he not been renting there, he would have had to do the bedikah. So Tosh is saying, what's the reason that Chamiria didehu? So what if it's his chometz? Well, so what if it's his chometz? So you would have thought, a literal translation, it means, and therefore you're over by your own. See, if that's true, then even if I rented out to you a week before, would be the same problem. And here the Gemara seems to be saying something about that I rented out to you specifically on the 14th. So says this, that's not the pshat. Pshat for me today means it was your chiyuv already. Came the 14th, you had the chiyuv of Bdikas Chometz. You had the chiyuv of Bdikas Chometz. Can you transfer a chiyuv from you onto someone else? That was the question. And what's the answer? Anyone know what the answer is? Can you transfer the chiyuv? The answer is you can transfer. We see, if I gave over the keys, we'll see. The answer is, if I gave over the keys, I can transfer the chiyuv. Right? I mean, it's true, I had the chiyuv, and I can transfer, but if I gave you keys, if I gave you a possibility to do it, then the chiyuv, good, we'll see and taste in the next day. Rashi learned, what was the inyan of giving over a key? What was the inyan of giving over a key? What did the key do? Rashi, Mesiz Mepteach, 7 lines up. Rashi and Mesiz Mepteach, the first three words of that Rashi. What's the Mesiz Mepteach? It's from the bottom, count off 7 lines.
I thought.
6 lines, sorry. 6 lines. Yeah. What's the inyan of Mesiz Mepteach? Kinyan Tchius. Kinyan Sriut, the Sriut took effect. So according to Rashi, when did the Sriut take effect? If the Sriut took effect before the 14th, then who does it? Then the Seicha, the Renter, whoever it is, the Seicha. If it took effect after the 14th, then who does it? The Maske. So it comes out, according to Rashi, you can't transfer the Chiv. If you had a Chiv when it came the 14th, you'd very well go and do it. According to Rashi, that's what came out. If the Chiv was coming before, Chiv is coming the 14th, who owned it at that moment? If the Maske owned it, there was no Kinyan yet, the rental agreement hadn't taken effect yet, then the Maske is the one who has to be Digus Chiv. Because the Chiv was chal on him. If the rental had already taken effect, then the Chiv was chal on the Seicha will do it. So the answer according to Rashi is that no, you can't transfer a Chiv. The Chiv started on the 14th, you had it, you do it. The Chiv chal on the 14th, you had it, you do it. Whoever the Chiv was chal on, he has to do it. But Tez is not going to learn out of that. Tez is learning different shots. Im Mishamos Namatiach, the next Tez is. What does it mean by passing over the keys? Pish Rashi, the season of Teicha is Koina. The passing over the keys is what's Koina. Vein near the reed, says Teicha, that's not the Poshim Shat. Ta'ama Mamarube, it says in the Sefer of Kameh, Kishem Shekarka Niknes Bekesev, Bishtar Ubechazoka, Kashtir's Karka Niknes Bekesev, Shtar Ubechazoka. It says that how you Koina Karka? It doesn't say you can do it with giving over the keys. So, giving over keys is not a kinyan. Yeah, giving over keys is not a kinyan. And the commander Amaloch lechazik v'knir. Because I'm in about part. So let's just look at that. We can look there. But Tosis Kasha is that giving over the keys is not a kinyan. If so, don't tell me that you say the dog of giving over the keys is the kinyan. That's not the vault. So what is the vault? A mefarish read, the hacha shemos alei mafteach velo yisik. We're talking about a case where the master had given over the keys to the seicha, but the seicha hadn't yet in master, hadn't yet done a kinyan.
So what's the kinyan?
Kesef shtar mazorka. Whatever the kinyan will be, right? Haven't done it. Umi sheyesh biyodim achteach kishachod yudanid. The one who has the key when the 14th is chal chayim l'doik. He's the one who's obligated to do it. So oisoi sheyein biyodim achteach echi konesi yudoik. The one who doesn't have the key, how could he do it? So the maske gave the key to the seicha. The seicha had the key. He hadn't paid yet for the place, so it wasn't yet his. But he had the key, so he has to do the bezika.
But if he hadn't moved in?
Even if he hadn't moved in, but if he's got the key and he's going to move in for Pesach.
He's going to move in before the 14th.
Yeah, before the Pesach, no. Not even before the 14th. He hasn't rented it. Let's say he's going to go to this.
But if he's got the key, hasn't yet moved in, he's going to turn up on the 14th. And that's coming.
Right, so you better come the night before to clean. Or send a shliach or something. It's his obligation. He's got the key, he's got to deal with it. So then Tzitzis, even if the mistake hadn't been mastic yet, hadn't been zeichen yet, but if he's got the key, he has to do it. So Oisif she'ein biyod mafteach echi konis v'yitik. Okay? So that's what Tzitzis holds. So what's the answer of the Gemara? The shayla of the Gemara was... The shayla of the Gemara was... do we say, since the maske owns the chometz and he had the chiyuv already, maybe he can't, can he transfer the chiyuv or not? The answer is, it depends. Who had the keys? If the maske had the keys, he has to do it. And he can't transfer the chiyuv on. If the seicha has the keys, he has to do it. That's the answer of the Gemara. Why? Because whoever's got the keys, he's got the ability to go and get it. Miu says, Tosis. What happens if you have these and the neighbors do it? They leave the keys by the neighbors. He's not anyone who's got a key is chayv to the bedikim. And the dafkin kishurik to the asik v'beis kalek noise. Only if he planned to be masik, to be zoyfe in that ground, then and to be kainer, that's when he has to do bedika. But stam if I keep my neighbor's keys, I don't have a chiv to do bedika for that, right? So Meir, what's coming out? Let's do mistaken. What came out from this gemara? Who has the chiv bedika on the 14th? Is it the seicha or the maskir? Is it because the seicha because it's his, the maskir because it's his chametz, or the seicha because he's living here? So the answer to the gemara was, according to Rashi, when did the kinyan take place? If the kinyan took place before the 14th, then who has to do bedika the seicha? If the kinyan took place after the beginning of the 14th, then it's a maskir who does it. And at what type of kinyan? Mesiz Mavteichos. Tosafot says there's no such thing as Mesiz Mavteichos. No such thing. There's no kinyan Mesiz Mavteichos. So rather, what do we mean by Mesiz Mavteichos? Something else. Even if the kinyan didn't take place before the 14th, it hadn't taken place yet. But if the seicha's got ability to do bedika, he has to do bedika. If the maskir has an ability to do the bedika, he has to do the bedika. Whoever's got the ability to do it, they have to do it. What happens if both of them have a keys? What happens if both of them have a key? What happens if the maskir's got a key and the seicha has a key? It's fair copy. Like most cases, right? Most maskirim won't give all the keys out to the seicha. So what happens if both have keys? What would be the halacha then? So according to Rashi, if he got the key, he was kohenah, so he's the one has to do it. And the maskir also has the key, so what? But the kinyan is, the seicha took the keys. But according to Tosafos, really the shaila was that it should be a chiv on the maskil. Just what? Like Rashi says, if he doesn't have a key, how could he get it? How could he go and check? What happens if the maskir has a key? The maskir has got a key as well. As well as the seicha. So the chayah comes to place is, if the seicha is only going to be seicha in it after the 13th, after the 14th, the maskir has to do the bedika. Right? That's where the chayah comes out. Okay, very good. Yeah, it's good, much better, clear? Yaakov? Excellent. So move on to the next point. 38, line 38. Which for all of us who don't have lines, it happens to be 8 lines up, 7 lines up in the bottom of the page. Somebody who rents out a house from his friend on the 14th, not before the 14th, on the 14th. Can you assume they've done a bdika? Can we assume it is bedika? Pray the Gemara, my nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Let's go and ask him. Let's ask, did he do it? Answer Gemara, the lesser, lahai, the leshuri. You know it. So do we, the atruk, lahai, mai. Do we trouble the person and I rent it to do a new bedika, or to do a bedika, based on the fact that perhaps the maskir didn't do bedika? Who was meant to have done bedika? The maskir. Can we assume he did it? Oh, my Lord, Ibn Hakma, you talk to me too. It's a much further mission. Hakoil, Nemonim, al Biochomets. You can trust everyone for Biochomets, that whether Biochomets has happened. Afilu Loshim, Afilu Abadim, Afilu Ktani. You can even rely on these people who we don't normally rely on for Eidos. Noshim, Avadim, Ktanim. My timer. Why are they believed? My time of Henry, why are they believed? La Mishum de Cheskos de Baduk. Isn't it really because we can assume that this house has been checked? And that's why we believe them, because we can assume the house has been checked. Right? Really, we shouldn't rely on them. Noshim, Avadim, Ktanim. Shouldn't rely on them to give us Eidos. The Eidos is not reliable. So why are we relying on them here? Isn't it because the house of the din of Cheskos Ebalik, the house of the din has been checked? Why should we take on it's been checked? Tikstava Ko Chave may tell Bedikas Chametz, because we can assume that everyone is a Talmud Chacham when it comes to Bedikas Chametz. So even the biggest Amharis, if he has a house, we can take on it is Bedikas Chametz. And therefore we can rely on the Notch of Adam Tanim if they say that it was checked. No, waiting for a question. Again, what's the Gemara saying? Can we rely on? Can we take on the Tanim because of Chametz? The Gemara says, yeah, because it says you can rely on Noshim Avodim Tanim if they said there wasn't because of Chametz done. Why should we rely on them? Normally, we don't rely on them. It must be because we can assume there hasn't been checked. That's why we're relying on them. So, what's the question? If we can assume the house was checked, then why do we need to rely on them? We don't need them. If we're bent, we're saying we can assume the house is checked, so we don't need them at all. So it's a bit like whatever you call it. We're saying, can you? Saying if you rely on these not from other time. Oh, why should we? What are they saying? The house is checked. How can you rely on them? Normally we don't rely on them. No, because we can assume the house is checked. But if we can assume that as a check, why do we need to rely on them? If we do need to rely on them, isn't the army assuming the house is not checked? Oh, that's why we need to rely on them. And if we're relying on them, how can we do that? That places this question to Ibn Masr Allah. That places this question to Ibn Masr Allah. For some reason, I didn't write it on the syllabus. So I'll tell it to you about it. I don't know why, but for somebody that didn't write, they should do it. Tosafot had this question. And Tosafot says is that the Balabais is in the town. And you could really try and find out. And normally, Allah says you should have to. Even though you got Chazok, you should try and find out. If you've got these Nasravadim, Tanim, you go around there. You don't need to trouble yourself that much. But it's only because we can assume the house is checked that we can rely on these Nasravadim Tanim. But even if we can assume that, if you can clarify, you should do. And therefore, you should either ask about a bias, or if you've got the Nasravadim Tanim, you can rely on them as well.
So you've got a presumptive assumption
of the intrusive. If there wouldn't be a way to rely to find out, we would rely on it. Yeah. Okay, so we'll go around. You see the Hakka Chavayim, similar to the Tanya Chomesh Shemes. This we had on the test as well. The Talmud Chacham that died, Veniach Megurim Le'epeis, he left a storehouse full of fruit. Even if they are freshly picked fruit, we can take on that they've been checked. Why? Must be because Cheskes Chavet doesn't leave something non-checked. So too, we can assume every person does the tikkus chametz on their house. Says the Gemara, no. What's the right? Maybe the only reason why we can rely on them is because they're saying in Meshum de Ka'omri. It's because they're actually speaking. Then maybe we can't rely on the house's check, just stump. Maybe it's only Betziru for the fact that they told us it's kosher. That's why we can take on the house was checked. But stump to rely on the house was checked, maybe you can't. Feyde Gemara, Otto, Amir, Dahani, Midi, Mishosha, Isbe. These people, they have no basis to rely on them for anything in Aloha. So we can't be there. You're telling me the reason why the house is checked is because of them. It must be we have a basic assumption or presumption that the house has been checked. Otto, Hani, Amir, Dani, Midei, Meshosha, Isbei. So, don't tell me it's because of them. It must be because we can assume the house is checked. Faith the Gemara. Hello, Mai. So you're telling me that you must be, we can learn from here, that the house was called checked. Hi, Hakol Nemonim. Why are we saying Hakol Nemonim b'Bdikas Chometz? The loss of the Gemara. Hakol Nemonim al Biur Chometz. Nothing doing Nemonim. Should we call a batim b'cheskus b'dukim abos mi'vele? Why are you talking about them? The main reason why we can rely on them is because of the house. So you should have focused on the house. Hakol Kol a batim b'cheskus b'dukim mi'vele. You should have told us, instead of focusing on a side point, that these people are believed because the house has got chazaka, it's checked, talk about their kazakh. How come all these houses have got chesed b'dukim? Kol ha-batim chesed b'dukim, b'abas mi'b'ali. Elamai must be, if we're focusing on them, it must be it's them that are tilting the scale. Elamai, mishum amir dahani. It must be, then we say, because we do rely on them. They're the ones that tilt the scales. Had they not said it, we wouldn't have relied on them. If so, we can infer from here that generally you can't assume that the house got checked, because you need their speech. Look, really, we take on the house as checked. We're talking about a case where I know it wasn't checked. And these people came along and said, we checked it. You might have thought you can't trust them. Since the chiv of Digas Chomets is only Midrabbonon. The Midraisa, Bibitel, Baal Mesagile. Minatoya, Bitel is sufficient. Hemnu Rabbonon, Midr Rabbonon. Chazar relied for Rabbonon, Issa on Rabbonon, Rabbinic testimony. Let's do a stickum of this. Me and Shem tomorrow will go over it. But let's do a stickum of the Gemara which we just saw. Gar Shaila, can we take on the house as checked or not? We seem to think that you can rely on women. So in general, you can't rely on women. So how can you rely on women? It must be because the house is checked. So it says the Gemara, that can't be true. Because if so, then the main point you're telling me is the house was checked. And therefore you can rely on the women. And then the Gemara should have focused on that. So it says, Kalabasa Mechesu Vizuki. So it can't be the main point of the house is checked. It must be that, forget. The house is not checked. And still you can rely on the women. How can you rely on the women? We'll find out, because they'll jump on. But it must be we can take on the house is not checked. And that's why we're saying, Hakel Naimonim, these women are believed to say the house was checked. Because without the testimony of the women, we'd have to assume it wasn't checked. So the Gemara is saying, if so, we can prove the other way. That house hasn't been checked. So he's saying, look, really want this Gemara to have something else completely. I'm talking about a situation where we know the house wasn't checked. We know the house was not checked, and along comes these women and say, it was checked. So how can you rely on them? Because since you can come and say, you can rely on them. But what would be if I don't know if the house was checked or not? On that, we don't have any conclusive proof about it. Can we assume that it was checked or not? I don't know. So, but mention tomorrow, we'll go over this point. This last, the fourth point on the Chazar, we'll go over tomorrow. We have to do tastes, we have to rush it properly. Tastes, that's for tomorrow, mention. Wednesday. Okay, have a good day. Be finished.